It is 8:15. My name is Tess and you are here on 2SER Breakfast. It is time to delve into movie reviews, and it's been a big week for movies. The Oscars was on. I didn't really catch a lot of it. Billy Porter wore a tuxedo gown. Lady Gaga cried a lot. Green Book won Best Picture and Twitter was mad about it. That's as far as I got. But to run us through what has been going on, Michael Jones is in with us now. Morning, Michael.
Let's move on to a film that is not going to be nominated for any Oscars.
None.
Because it's about that time of the year when films come out that studios are just trying to sort of get rid of and just sneak out there behind the Oscars.
That time of year.
This film is called Greta.
Greta.
It stars Isabelle Huppert, who's been in French films like Elle, The Piano Teacher, and Folies Bergère. Chloe Grace Moretz, a name that might ring a few bells among Kick-Ass fans. Did you ever see the movie Kick-Ass?
I think I saw bits of Kick-Ass, but not the entire film.
Chloe Grace Moretz, younger version of her. She played Hit Girl in the two Kick-Ass films. She was also in The Miseducation of Cameron Post.
I remember we talked about that one.
We did talk about that one. And there's also another young woman in this film called Micah Monroe. This film was directed and co-written by Neil Jordan, who made films back in the 90s like The Crying Game, Interview with the Vampire, and Michael Collins. He has been doing work since the turn of the century, but none of it quite so remarkable, I guess, or as well known. Chloe Grace Moretz, she plays Frances in this film. She's new to New York City. She's studying at Columbia or NYU or some such university. She's waitressing on the side, and she shares an impossibly grandiose Tribeca apartment with her roommate, /rich girl Erica, played by Monroe. Look, Erica's nice and all and invites her to all the good parties to meet boys and stuff, but Frances still misses Mum, who died the previous year, and resents Dad, who she believed moved on a bit too quickly. Now, Frances is lonely, she's vulnerable, and she's also a little bit naive, so much so that when she finds a purse on the subway carriage, instead of taking it to Lost and Found, she decides to take it directly to the owner's home address.
That's a surefire way to get murdered.
Well, funny you should say that. At this point, alarm bells should be ringing for Frances. I mean, it's a dodgy part of town, and the apartment is sort of located behind some very high walls at the back of a cul-de-sac. Yeah, look, it's a really creepy-looking place. And it's here that she meets Greta, played by Isabelle Huppert, the charming French owner of the purse. She immediately buys Greta's story about being lonely, and the two develop a friendship and a bond over Greta perhaps buying a dog. Frances says, oh, I'll help you buy a dog, and then, you know, unlikely friendship strikes up. It's not long, but it does seem like ages that Frances finally discovers that Greta isn't all that she seems.
Shocker.
This is a thriller. Greta is one batshit crazy lady who will stop at nothing to keep the friendship going, even if that means someone has to die.
Oh, good. There's the inevitable murder.
Yes, Greta is pretty much a B-grade horror thriller. Though there's just not really too much of the thrillingness until the last 30 minutes or so of the picture, with a couple of serious plot holes you could drive a bus through. But it is Isabelle Huppert's performance as the title character that really makes this fairly average thriller worth watching at all. She's a fantastic actress. She effortlessly moves from like charming and delightful, harmless looking old woman to, you know, desperate and angry to cold blooded and menacingly ruthless, you know, within 2 minutes of screen time. She's quite amazing to watch. But watching this film was very frustrating. Both Chloe Grace Moretz and Micah Monroe's characters were supposed to be, you know, intelligent college students studying, you know, serious stuff at university. Not sure what they're studying, but that's not actually made clear. But Frances may not have been from New York City, but she certainly wasn't from a small town in Idaho or somewhere like that either. It's like when these two characters were confronted with a challenging situation, both of their IQs must have dropped by at least 50 points each. And they both found a way to take the least sensible and most difficult option when dealing with Greta. I just was confounded by it. I actually saw this film with a friend called Greta.
Ooh.
Yes, who was frustrated enough at one point to explain, just kill the bitch and fuck off. Problem solved. She was that frustrated. That was a terrible Derry accent. My apologies, Greta.
Oh, my God.
Look, if only it were that simple, real life, Greta. If you're excited by a bit of gore, you will love the extended scene in the kitchen where Frances makes several of her many inexplicably bad decisions.
Okay.
Bad decisions, they're just contagious in this film. Even hardened private detectives like Brian Cody, in a cameo by Stephen Ray, makes a disastrous error that not even a rookie would think of doing. Look, there's just too much stupidity and suspension of disbelief required to be satisfied by this film. Scary moments become laugh-out-loud moments. It's that silly. Greta just fails to entice and entrap.
Not getting an Oscar?
I'm afraid not.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.